Proverbs 19, verse 1, these are God's words. Better is the poor who walks in his integrity than one who is perverse in his lips and is a fool. So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. There's a temptation to think that our life is bound up in our possessions. Lord Jesus teaches us quite directly that a man's life does not consist in what he has. It's sad that in our sinful condition, one of the things that we're always afraid of is that we won't have enough, that we won't have what we want, or we will not even have enough that we wouldn't go hungry or thirsty, and so forth. But we should be much more concerned that we would walk uprightly before God, which is also something that we're needy of. We don't have it in ourselves, do we? To walk rightly before God. We may do so only by His grace. And one of the easiest ways for us to be false before God, to violate God's law, is in our speech. That's why it contrasts the one who walks in integrity with the one who is perverse in his lips. He's crooked in his lips. He uses his mouth wrongly. And this is the first mark of a fool. We know, for instance, from the book of James that sins of the tongue are the easiest and most immediate way to see the sin of our heart come out. The Lord Jesus tells us that it is out of the overflow of the heart that the mouth speaks, that from the heart comes all sorts of sin. But the very first place that we can see, the very first place that we can see the sin coming out of our heart is in our speech. And so rather than always be checking our bank accounts, as it were, thinking about how we can improve our earthly wealth, we ought instead to be often checking our lips to see what is coming out of our mouths, what is overflowing from our heart. Are we fools who live as if there is no God, as if He doesn't see what we do or hear what we say or see into our hearts? That's how a fool lives. The wise, however, the wise knows that God sees. The wise cares most about what God sees. And therefore he wants to walk in integrity of heart, carefulness of speech, godliness of manner, godliness of life. So the Lord give us to be much more okay with being poor than we are with being fools. Let's pray. Our gracious God and our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this lesson from your word. We pray that you would have mercy on us, bear patiently with us, forgive us the sin of our hearts. And we do pray that as the sin which remains in our hearts does overflow from our mouths, that you would give us to pay attention of it and be wary of it. O Lord, help us to trust you and to be content with what you give us, that we will not try to accumulate possessions or be anxious about worldly goods or things, but give us instead to be content even with being poor, if that is your providence to us. So help us, we pray, to live according to your wisdom, which we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.